Okay, good afternoon. We're going to begin with a quick overview of the different distinctions between Isser Melacha on Shabbos and Isser Melacha on Yom Tov. I'm going to try to put a little bit of a structure on some of the ideas we've been throwing around over the last couple of days. If there's time afterwards and people want to do a quick chazar in the beginning of Hotzah, we could do that as well. So first I'm going to run through six distinctions in terms of the nature of Isser Melacha on Shabbos and the Isser Melacha on Yom Tov, and then we'll move on to the discrepancy in the mitzvah say of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the first difference lies in the source of Isser Melacha. Many Rishonim and the Rambam amongst them point to Mikra Kodesh as the source of Isser Melacha on Yom Tov. So Rambam mitzvah say Kuf Nun Tes, mitzvah say Kuf Samech, mitzvah say Kuf Samech Vav, mitzvah say Kuf Samech Zayin. So in all those places, the Rambam refers to Mikra Kodesh as the source of the Isser Aseh of Melacha on Yom Tov. Now this is a very strange source, because Mikra Kodesh seems to connote the nature of the day, that you should turn the day of Yom Tov into a day of Kedusha, not something that is intrinsically related to Isser Melacha. So it's peculiar that this serves as a source, or at least for part of the Isser Melacha of Yom Tov. When it comes to Shabbos, so the source is very different. The source is Kivo Shavas Kel Mikol Melachto. That seems to be the Mechayiv of Isser Melacha. Because Ribono Shel Olam was Shoves when he finished creating the world, so too the Zechiv to be Shoves from Melacha. So the difference in terms of the Mechayiv of Melacha. On Yom Tov, it's there to create Mikra Kodesh. On Shabbos, it's intrinsic to the nature of the day as a day of Shvisa Mimelacha. Our second discrepancy lies in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that a Mumar L'Chalal Shabbos is like a mumar l'avodah zara in that he's a mumar l'chol tarah kula. Rashi there in Daf Hei explains that someone who does malacha on Shabbos is machish ma'isa bereishis. Now this doesn't apply to Yom Tov. So why not? So if you take the approach that we were suggesting throughout the course of the week, so the idea is that on Shabbos, so each malacha is kivo shavas kel mikol malachto. So someone who does malacha on Shabbos is machish the whole nature of Briyas Olam. But somebody does malacha on Yom Tov, so it's true that he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh or Shvisim Malacha on Yom Tov. But that's not denying anything about creation of the initial Yetzirah Se'olam Ayidei Malacha. So Mela, because of this difference, only a Mumar L'Chal Shabbos is going to be considered a Mumar L'Chal Tarakula, not a Mumar L'Malachas Yom Tov. Now, there is a discussion raised by the Beis HaLevi. What about a Mumar L'Yom HaKippurim? Is a Mumar L'Yom HaKippurim considered a Mumar L'Chal Tarakula or not? So this depends on where you classify Yom Kippur. Do you view Yom Kippur as a more chomer Yom Tov, or do you view Yom Kippur as something that's essentially in the category of Shabbos, which we'll see again comes up in our other discussions. Number three, the third distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov appears in the Gemara in Makos on Chafal from the base, where the Gemara tells us, Yesh chilek malachos l'Shabbos, ve'ein chilek malacha l'Yom Tov. So the malachos are individuated on Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov. So why is there this difference? Right, after all, the Isser Melacha of Yom Tov seems to be drawn from Shabbos, and afal pi chein, we say that on Yom Tov it's one general Isser. So why is there this difference? So the first possibility is that the difference is only superficial. Especially if you take the approach of the Minchas Chinuch, that even on Shabbos, chilek melacha is really just a chiddush or exer sakasuv, that even though all the melachos is shei mecha, there's exer sakasuv that divides them into distinct isurim, or to treat them as distinct isurim. In which case, in the absence of that, because there's a kasev on Shabbos, memela ein chilek malachos liyom tov. But even on Shabbos, fundamentally, it's ein chilek malachos. We just treat them as separate. The second approach within chilek malachos of Shabbos, ein chilek malachos liyom tov, relates the difference to the chumras ha'onshim. This seems to be the Ritzvah's maskana in Makos Chafal from the Beis, where the Ritzvah says that ein chilek malachos ele bizdono kares. That chilek malachos is a function of the chumras ha'iser. So it's not exactly clear whether that points to a fundamental difference, or whenever you have a discrepancy in the Chumras Isser Mimelo, you'll classify the different Isurim as independent categories. The third possible distinction between Chilak Malachos L'Shabbos and Ein Chilak Malachos L'Yom Tov also appears in the Ritva, in his Havmina. His Havmina is that you would have Chilak Malachos L'Yom Tov just like you have on Shabbos, because Yom Tov is Kasher L'Shabbos. So even though there's a discrepancy in their own Shim, according to his Havmina, the very fact that Yom Tov is learned after Shabbos would tell you that it has the same chiluk melachos. The maskana, he rejects it. But the question is why. So we tried to show from the case test, the test case of Shavuos, that maybe you'll have a case where you have something that's fundamentally similar to Shabbos in terms of the way the Torah classifies the Isser Melacha. So it's fundamentally similar to Shabbos, and yet the chumras ha'Isser is doma liyom tov. So that case was Shavuos. Would you say chiluk malachos l'shvius, or would you say ein chiluk malachos l'shvius? So on the one hand, if you want to talk about maybe the nature of the iser malacha, that each malacha is a stira to the nature of the year, so then maybe shvius is doma l'shabbos. After all, the Torah refers to it as a shvisa mimalacha. And we use a lot of Shabbos categories when we discuss shvius. So maybe in terms of the nature of the year, that each malacha is considered a stira to that time, so then you'll say yesh chiluk malachos. Aye, but the chumras, the onesh, is like yantif, and it's only b'malkas uvelav. There's no kares and chatas. What do you do about that? The answer is that, against the ritva, you would say that what divides the isurim of Shabbos as opposed to yantif is not the chumras ha'avera, but rather the nature of the day. On Shabbos, where each malacha bifnei atzma is a stira, to kivo shavas kel mikol malachto, each malacha takes on significance. On yantif, where it's just about creating mikra kodesh, so each malacha is less significant. The point is that there should be shvisa. But writing Beis Osios, it's not a stira to the whole essence of Yantif. On Shvius, where the Rash Mishan seems to suggest that there would be chilik malachos, even though it's only Anish Belav, nonetheless, maybe each malacha is a stira to the nature of Shvius. That was our suggestion. Also, Yom Kippur is an important nafkamina, where Rabbi Akiva Eger and Makis on Chafal and Beis has a whole discussion whether or not yesh chilik malachos to Yom Kippur. The fourth difference between Shabbos and Yantif lies in the heter ochel nefesh. On Yantif we say, ach asher yochel ochel nefesh, hu levado yaseh lechem. On Shabbos is no heter ochel nefesh. So why is there a difference with respect to this halacha? And why does the Mishnah and Megillah say that this is the critical difference between Shabbos and Yantif? Ein bein Shabbos liyom tevel heter ochel nefesh bilvad. So we try to explain is that perhaps the whole mechayiv of Isser Malacha on Yantif is mikra kodesh, to create a certain kind of a day. And that din of Mikra Kodesh includes not only Isser Malacha, but also other dinim that are essential to the essence or the avira of a Yom Tov. So for example, Chazal also darshin Mikra Kodesh katsheyu b'ksusnaki b'achila v'ashtia. That achila, shtia, and ksusnaki are part of that same din of Mikra Kodesh. Rashi ala Torah also adds in Tfila. That Tfila is Rashi in Vayikra Chaf Gimel Amid Hei. Rashi throws in Tfila to that limud. Tefillah is also a din in Mikra Kodesh. Rashi in Shavuos and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph also throws in that the Chasimas HaBrachos of Yom Tov are learnt out from Mikra Kodesh. The Ramban al Torah in Chaf Gimel Beis, the Ramban that we've been seeing on Mikra Kodesh, the Ramban says that part of the mitzvah of Yom Tov, of Mikra Kodesh, is to be Mekadesh the Yom through going to the Beis Elokim and davening in the Beis Knesset Berovam. Those are all learnt out from Mikra Kodesh. That's the same source that tells you that malacha is asur on yantif. We noted that the Ramach quotes the Shita of the Yireim, that the way you know that Isser Malacha extends to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is also called, the way you know that Heter Ochel Nefesh extends to Rosh Hashanah, is because Rosh Hashanah is also called Mikra Kodesh. I mean, the Heter Ochel Nefesh lies in that limud. So that same limud also tells you all the other dinim that create the avira of a Yom Tov. So here we want to explain. So you see that the Isser Malacha is harmonized or is at the same level of Akim and Yantif as these other dinim of Tefillah and Ksusnaki and Achila Vishtia. So to the extent that the Isser Malacha creates, let's say, a din of Shvisa, where you have time for Achila Vishtia and Lelechas Lebeis Elokim, so then it's Asar Yantif. But to the extent that you need Malacha in order to create the Simcha and the Achila Vishtia, then it's going to be Mutar and Yantif, because all learned out from the same source of Mikra Kodesh. Whereas on Shabbos, in contradistinction, you never have such a havamina, or you never could have a din of heter ochel nefesh, because every malacha by definition is asur on Shabbos. You can never have a heter letzorech ochel nefesh. But so we were saying that there are two dinim in Shabbos. There's also a din of Shabbos that it has to be mikra kodesh that's learned out from yantif. That they're all right. There's also a yom tov din of Shabbos. And we extend Mikra Kodesh over to Shabbos also. Nafkamina is the Yom Tov Din of Shabbos. Yeah. So yeah, maybe some Dinim of Tfila, maybe some of the Dinim of Suda come from Yom Tov. Maybe you'll sneak some of the Dinim of Suda from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Maybe Achilas Basar and Shtias Yayin comes from Yom Tov on Shabbos. What? There's a Chiv? You tell me. Maybe there is. The Rambam seems to say that it's part of Oneg Shabbos. Achilas Basar and Shtias Yayin. The Magen Mishnah wants to know where he gets it from. He says he gets it from Yantif. That's cool. So maybe they're also dinim of mikra kodesh and Shabbos, but that's not the mechayiv of the Isra Malacha. The mechayiv of Isra Malacha is from Bereishis. Good. Now, it's also fascinating. We mentioned this in the beginning of the year. We just didn't bring it home when we spoke about the Shabbos and Yontif. When Tosos and Shavuos and Daf Yud Gimel argues with Rashi and says it can't be that the chasimas habrachos are a function of mikra kodesh, Tosos says that you need to have a shvisa l'shem yom tov. Tosos and Shavuos and Daf Yud Gimel. So, I don't think we mentioned this in Shir now, but my father has a bit of an article where he talks about the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. And there he suggests that dafka on Malachas Yontif, you would say that you need Shvisa L'Shem Yom Tov. Because the whole purpose of the Isra Malacha on Yontif is to create a certain kind of a day. Whereas on Shabbos, you don't need Shvisa L'Shem Shabbos. You don't need a kind of Lishma on the Shvisa. Malacha is a stira to Kedusha Shabbos. But you don't need to be doing something with that Shvisa from Malacha, just from the Isra Malacha. But on Yontif, where the Mikra Kodesh is the Aser, so you have to be Shoves from Malacha in order so that you're creating a day of Yontif. So maybe the nature of the Isra Malacha and whether you need intent will also be a discrepancy between Shabbos and Yontif. Fifth discrepancy between Shabbos and Yontif, and this is very parallel to the discrepancy of Ochal Nefesh, one second, is the Gemara, is the whole nature of Heter Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Assuming right now that it's not that there's Isra Malacha type A on Yontif and Isra Malacha type B on Chol HaMoed. Maybe the Isra Malacha of Chol HaMoed is the Yotzer Min HaKlal HaMelamed Al HaKlal Kulo. So in Chol HaMoed you have a Heter of Davar HaAved, and you also have a Heter of a Davar Tzorech HaChag. Those kinds of Malachos are Mutar on Chol HaMoed. How could that be? Now the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yom Tov also refers to Chol HaMoed as Mikra Kodesh, meaning it has the same din, or definitely a din of Kedushas Hayom that Yontif itself has, and yet it has all these heterim of Davar HaAved and Letzorech Hayom. So the Ritvan Moed Katan and Daf Yud Gimel, so he just explains very nicely, Kitam Isser Malachos B'Moed, Humishum Tircha, V'Shelo L'Mayit B'Simcha Saregel. The reason for this Isser Malacha is so that you're not M'Mayit Simcha Saregel, and that you're not involved in other things. L'Ficha Chetiru Chachamim Kol Shehu Tzorech HaMoed, So the Ritva explains very nicely that the reason why these heterim exist in the context of Malachas Chol HaMoed is because the whole purpose of Isra Malacha on Chol HaMoed is so that you could be involved in Simchas HaChag. So to the extent that it becomes self-defeating, so of course we're going to be Matir Malacha Letzorech Simchas HaChag and Letzorech HaChag Atzma. Now maybe this is not limited to Chol HaMoed itself. Maybe that's the whole nature of Isra Malacha on Yontif also, in a bit of a stronger sense. To the extent that the Isra Malacha is one kiyum with the Simchas HaChag and with the Tzorech Hayom, so then you have a Heter Ochal Nefesh, and that Malacha is going to be Mutter. But with respect to Shabbos, you never could have had a Havamina even to say that Davar HaAved will be Mutter, and you would never have a Havamina to say that Malachas Ochal Nefesh L'Tzorech Shabbos Atzma will be Mutter. So if that's the case, then you could explain Shitas Rashi against the Kushi of the Ramban, which you mentioned last week. The Ramban posed a question on Rashi. Rashi explained Malachas Avodah to tell you that there's no heter Davar HaAved when it comes to Yom Tov, just for Chol HaMoed. So the Ramban says if that's really true, then the Torah should have had to tell you that with respect to Shabbos also. But we explain no. The only reason why you need this Chiddush with respect to Yontif is because the whole nature of Yitzhar Malacha on Yom Tov is like Chol HaMoed in order to create a Simchas HaChag. So that's why you'd have a Havamina. Oh, maybe even on Yontif itself, we'd go even further and be Matir, something like Letzorech HaChag and Davar HaAved. So the Torah tells you, no, just on Chol HaMoed. But on Shabbos, you never could have had such a Havamina. So that's why, according to Rashi, it works out very nicely that Melechas Avodah is coming to tell you something about Melechas Yom Tov, even though it never could have extended the nature of Melechas Shabbos.
You said before that the Isra Ram,
when he talks about the assays of Melachas Yom Tov, he quotes Mikra Kodesh. So Ram means to say Kuf Nun Tes, Kuf Samach, Kuf Samach Vav, and Kuf Samach Lion. What? Why he switches? That's a good question. I'm not sure. The Gemara in Shavuos is talking about Yom Kippur. Not if you assume that they classify Yom Kippur with respect to Yontif for these things.
Yeah, I wasn't Rabbi Shimon's Arshat that Yom Kippur has Nisim de Gemalacha?
It doesn't have Kilo Shavas Kel Mikol Malach, though.
But it still does have intrinsic malacha.
What?
But it still does have intrinsic
malacha. Shaila is different kind of intrinsic than Shabbos, though. We didn't talk about how Isser Malacha itself functions on Yom Kippur. We just showed how Yom Kippur kind of falls in between a lot of these issues. In terms of Chumras HaOnshin, it's much more Doma to Shabbos than it is to Yontif. I don't think we ever said that Yom Kippur's Isser Malacha is because of Kivo Shabbos Kel Mikol Malach, though. Now the Yushalmi also goes further. There's another interesting Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, if it was up to, somebody in the Yushalmi says, if it was up to me, so I would have been Mevatel, the Isser Malacha and Chol HaMoed. Why? Because klum hitiru iser malacha el tzorach talmud torah l'tzorach simchas achag. And since today people are just wasting their time on chol hamoed anyway, so we should nevatel the iser malacha on chol hamoed. So once again, that points to this utilitarian purpose of mikra kodesh with respect to the iser malacha on yontif, something that never could have existed in the context of Shabbos.
Where's that Yerushalmi?
I'm not sure. I didn't write it down. I think it's in Moed Katan. If you don't find it in Moed Katan, you shall the Hagos Memonios in Shabbos in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Vav, when the Rambam talks about the Simcha and Yontif and how it shouldn't be Simchas Kreso. So Hagos Memonios there quotes the Yushalmi. It's somewhere in Perek Vav Hilchos Yontif. The sixth difference between Shabbos and Yontif maybe lies in how we define Melacha on Shabbos. And how we define malacha differently on Yom Tov. So this is already hinted to in the Ramban al Torah and Vayikra Chaf Gimel that on Yontif the Isser is Malachas Avoda, and on Shabbos the Isser is Losasa Kol Malacha. So the Ramban there is referring to Ochal Nefesh, but he's telling us that Ochal Nefesh redefines the nature of Isser Malacha on Yom Tov, Malachas Avoda. On Shabbos it's an Isser Losasa Kol Malacha. Now it's very interesting if you contrast the Ramban with the Urayim that we've been quoting until now, the Urayim, which Doron pointed out, so he gets half the credit, gets credit for pointing it out, gets no credit for reading it incorrectly. But the Urayim says that there are two sources for the Isser Malacha on Shabbos. There are two sources for the Isser Malacha on Shabbos. Right, there's an Isser Malacha learned out from the Mishkan, and there's Isser Malacha that comes from Losasa Kol Malacha. And so Doron got very excited and he said, oh, you see the Ramban is quoting the Pasuk of Losas, and then the Ramban says, and what's Asar on Shabbos is Kol Malachas Avodah Losasu. So Doron said, oh, you see the Ramban, you see the Yerayim is quoting a Pasuk from Yontif for Shabbos. Okay, so in that regard, he's correct. Ramban is quoting, the Yerayim is quoting a Pasuk from Yontif in the context of Shabbos. But the question is, why does the Yerayim quote that? What's the Yerayim trying to show? So if you read the Urayim, it's clear that what he's trying to say is that the two limudim in the Gemara, Mem Tesu and Beis and Shabbos, aren't mutually exclusive. There's one limud that's learned out from the Mishkan, the Smichas Parshios. There's another limud of Losasa Kol Malacha. So then the Urayim says, therefore Chazal learned that any Malacha which appears in the Avodas HaMishkan is Asar on Shabbos. And that's why the Torah later on says, Kol Meleches Avoda Losasu. Because it's a conjunction of Isser Malacha with the Avodas HaMishkan. So Malacha is defined by Avodas HaMishkan. That's how we kind of blend the two limudim in the Gemara. So the Ramban did something structurally similar, but absolutely different. The Ramban al-Torah tells you, the Torah tells you Losasa Kol Malacha, the Torah tells you Achashir Yasa L'chol Nefesh, combine the two, you get Malacha Savoda. It's a different Hagdara of Malacha Nyantin. The Urayim, so it's true that Doron is right in that the Urayim is quoting a Pasuk by Yantif with respect to Shabbos, and he assumes that the Isra Malacha Nyantif is Domel L'Shabbos. But the reason why the Urayim does so is because he's trying to show you that Torah tells you Losasa Kol Malacha. Torah tells you Malacha is defined by Avodas HaMishkan. The conjunction is Malacha Savoda. Kol Malacha Savoda Losasa. So it's very interesting, Urayim. Seems to be that he's combining the two deis in a structurally similar way to the Ramban with an opposite consequence. I mean, according to the Urayim, the paradigm, let's say, the final conclusion of Isser Shabbos is Malacha Savoda, according to the Urayim. According to Ramban, the paradigm of Malachas Yom Tov is Malacha Savoda, because it's distinct from Shabbos. So half a shkayach to Doron for pointing that out. Yeah, it's like making a Baruch Dayan Emes with a Tova Meitiv at the same time. So that's one possible difference. There's another difference. This is all under the different definitions of Malachas Yom Tov and Shabbos. So first we saw the Ramban. So this is gonna be B. You have the Rashba and Kufiyat Zayin in Kufiyat Zayin and Beis in Shabbos. Well, here the Gemara tells us Lo sasa. The Gemara tells you if you Shabbos comes and you left pas in the oven, and now you have to get the pas out. So the Gemara tells you that you could take out mazon for gimel sudos. But the Gemara says you have to do it with a shinoi. So the Gemara says, why do you have to take it out with a shinoi? After all, we learned that redias hapas and tkiyas shofar are chachmos ve'inan malachos. Dechsev lo sasa kol malacha. Lo sasa kol malacha, kol malacha, yatsa tkiyas shofar redias hapas, shehi chachma ve'inan malacha. Shehi chachma ve'inan malacha. I don't know why it says he singular, it should be Shehin. No? Yatsa tkiyas shofar redias hapas, shehi chachma ve'inan malacha. What? Ah, it's only referring to Rediyas HaPas? Ah, very good. I like that. Very nice. Very nice. Good? So the Gemara says you need a why do you need a Shinoi? After all, it's not Usr. There's no Malacha of Rediyas HaPas. So why do you need to do with a Shinoi? So the Gemara gives whatever answer. But the Gemara here quotes a Braisa to say that you shouldn't need a Shinoi because Rediyas HaPas and Tzkiyah Shofar are not Chachmos. They're not Malachos, they're Chachmos. And it quotes Lo sasa kol malacha. The problem is that the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Aleph from Abayz has the exact same braisa, and here the Gemara quotes not Lo sasa kol malacha, but the Gemara quotes Tanu Rabbi Shmuel kol meleches avoda lo sasu yatsu tkiyas shofar v'diyas hapas. So different girsos in the Gemara. Is it referring to meleches avoda, or is it referring to Lo sasa kol malacha? So there's a big discussion which girsa we should take. Why? If it says kol meleches avoda lo sasu, so then the Torah is referring to yontif. So maybe only with respect to yontif are we saying that tkiyas shofar and redias hapas are not melachos, but on Shabbos where it says kol lo sasa kol melacha, kol is inclusive, so maybe redias hapas and tkiyas shofar will be considered melachos. So the Rashba on Kuf Yud Zayin poses this problem, and he says exactly this. He says, it can't be that the Torah that we're learning out from Lo sasa kol malacha, because kol would include redias hapas and tkiyas shofar. So it has to be Lo sasa kol meleches avoda, which is more restrictive, to exclude tkiyas shofar and redias hapas. So according to that explanation of the Rashba, you see that we would define malacha differently on Shabbos than on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, we have a more inclusive definition, which is lerabos, quasi-malachos, like redias hapas and tkiyas shofar. Whereas in Yom Tov, our definition of malacha is more restrictive. Now, Lamaskana, the Rashba rejects it, and he goes to the opposite extreme, and he says, you know what? Really, it's learned out from kol meleches avoda by Yom Tov, but since ein bein Yom Tov l'Shabbos l'hatay ochal nefesh bovad, you could learn out from Yom Tov that way. So the Rashba goes 180 degrees. But according to his Havamina, he would have a different definition of kol malacha for Shabbos in contrast to meleches avoda for Yom Tov. Very similarly, we find a distinction in terms of the definition of malacha, possibly within Hotzah. The Gemara in Beitzah and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph tells us that there's a man da Amar who holds Ein Eir V'Hotzah L'Yom Tov. Even if there is Eir V'Hotzah B'Shabbos, there's no Eir V'Hotzah L'Yom Tov. Why would he distinguish? Why would Hotzah not apply to Yom Tov? So here you could say three things. Either, even on Shabbos, Hotzah itself is not defined as a malacha. It's usr, because of Xeris HaKasav, let's say, Al Yetze Ish Nimkomo or Vayikali Ame Havi. Either if you take the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yud Zayin or the Gemara in Sadivav Mebes and Shabbos. But it's never really a malacha. That's a bit problematic, because it's listed in the Mishnah 9 Gimel. Okay, but there definitely are Rishonim who seem to say that it's not a malacha. Okay, Gins and Ginsburg is back, you should all know. Ginsburg is back. Not here now, but he's back in general. And Tzvi were pointing out that there seems to be theories, even within some Rishonim, that some Rishonim say that it's a malacha grua, and at the same time they'll say somewhere else that it's not a malacha at all. So you have to be careful when the Rishonim use different Lashonos. But definitely the Rashba on Daf Beis seems to say it's not a malacha at all. Tosis Reid on Daf Tzadivav Mebeis seems to say it's not a malacha. Rashi in Beitza seems to say it's not a malacha. What? And Beitza?
Yes.
No. Can't be. According to the Manda Amar, in Irva Hotza Liyom Tov.
Where's the Rid?
The Rid is on Sadi Vav Mebeis. According to the Manda Amar, Yesh Irva Hotza, according to the Manda Amar, in.
According to the Manda Amar,
Rashi contrasts it with Shechita, right? And what about the man that Amar who holds, meaning he's denying that there's any man that Amar who holds Ein Erev Hotzal the Yom Tov?
He's saying, point to Rava.
He's saying, what does the Gemara say there?
Rava says that how do you know the between Hashem and Yisrael Gan Tov? The Machlok says that Yisrael says, I know Tov, there's no Yisrael Hotzal.
Right. So you're saying the Gemara rejects that there ever is such a day of Ein Erev Hotzal the Yom Tov? Good. Or the day that holds, whoever that day is that holds Ein Erev Hotzal Yom Tov has to hold this. We reject that day, but what does that day hold? So I'm explaining that day. Okay, you call Maskanas Havminas, that's fine. It's like this story that somebody was, they have the, some of the grandsons of the Brisker Rav have, yeah, some of the grandsons of the Brisker Rav have Ksavim of his, from Reb Chaim in Eretz Yisrael. So somebody, if they say that, I think Rav Shach maybe, went over to them and said, oh, you have to give me the notes that you have from Gittin, from your grandfather's Shurim. And they said, no, we can't, because he said, these are only my Havaminas. So Rav Shach says, no, he's like, your grandfather's Havaminas are my Maskanas. So you hold like the people in Bnei Brak, that Havaminas are really the Maskanas. So that's all you could ask on them. Maybe that explains like a lot of the machloksim that go on here in Shir. Good, so one possibility is that Hotzah is not even defined as a Malacha on Shabbos, and on Yontif, we only Aser Malachos. Hotzah, which is not a Malacha even on Shabbos, won't be Aser on Yom Tov. That's one possibility. Second possibility as to why we have a Mandamar of Ein Erev Hotzah Yom Tov, even though Yesh Erev Hotzah le Shabbos, is that on Shabbos, Hotzah is a quasi-Malacha, it's a Malacha Geruah. On Shabbos, we Aser even Malachos Geruos. On Yontif, we only aser real, bona fide malachos malyusos. That seems to be the position of Tosos and Beit Zayid Beis Amud Aleph, where Tosos explains the daya of Ein Erev Hotzal Yom Tov based off the explanation of Hotzal Malacha Geruah. So it's a malacha Geruah, but malachos Geruahs don't apply to Yom Tov for whatever reason. Third possibility is to say, is that our very definition of malacha on Shabbos is more expansive than our definition of malacha on Yom Tov. So whereas on Yontif, the Torah asers malachas avoda, or just malacha, on Shabbos, the Torah asers kol malacha. So it's not that Hotzah is a malacha grua, and only malachos malyusos are asered on Yontif. It's that whether or not Hotzah itself is a malacha will depend on your definition of malacha with respect to Shabbos, which is more expansive kol malacha, in contrast to your definition of malacha on Yom Tov, which is more restrictive.
Hotzah would be equal to every other malacha on Shabbos and that.
Right. According to that maskana, according to that third possibility, on Shabbos you wouldn't distinguish between Hotzah, the maskana, and every other malacha. Whereas according to the second possibility, you'd have an internal distinction.
So what would cause it to not be good in the sense?
What would cause?
If we're saying that you're starting differently,
left off the list?
Yeah.
Which list is it left off of? No. On Shabbos, it's kol malacha. So even something that would appear as a quasi malacha is asur on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, it's a full bona fide malacha. On Yontif, it's malachas avoda, and Hotzah doesn't qualify.
I'm going to say according to the second option.
Right. Correct. And the nafkamina would be how much you think that Hotzah is going to tell you something about the general category of Isser Shabbos. But let's hold off on that. So those are three possibilities for why Hotzah is different on Shabbos than it is on Yom Tov. I'll say that last possibility, that we have a more expansive definition of Hotzah on Shabbos, more expansive definition of Malacha on Shabbos, seems to be the position of a Tosa Rush. Because he quotes the pasuk of Kol Malacha, Losasem Malacha, which appears by Yom Tov, to tell you that Hotzah is not Bechal. Meaning Malacha is Asar on Yontif. Hotzah is not a Malacha. So why is it Asar on Shabbos? So the implication would be that maybe on Shabbos, what's usher is kol malacha. That's why he contrasts the malacha of Yom Tov possibly with the kol malacha of Shabbos. That I just gave you a yishuv. El Gabi Shabbos, maybe it's considered a malacha, because los asa kol malacha. But El Gabi Yontif, it wouldn't be considered a malacha at all.
Shouldn't be grua.
What?
Then
maybe it's only grua because it's not in Yontif. It's chicken. It's hard to pin down exactly what each thing. I think it's just very telling that he quotes the pasuk of kol malacha, of los asa malacha. To tell you what, it doesn't apply to Yontif. Right. Fine. We'll see. Maybe this is also this last shita. Maybe this is also hinted at in what we were quoting from the Ra'ah on Beit Sayyid Beis, which I didn't find because I don't have the Ra'ah yet. Maybe it's also a Tosus increases on Yudalid, which seems to say that Ein Erev Hotzal LeShabbos Yesh Erev Hotzal LeShabbos Ein Erev Hotzal LeYantif means that on Shabbos we're Me'arev Hotzal with the other malachos. On Yontif, we're not ma'arev hotza with the other malachos. Meaning, so it seems like Tosos and Krisus Yidbeis understands, and this is what the Ra'as seems to be saying, and Daf Yidbeis, the way it was said over in Shir, is that Yesh Erev Hotza will tell you that on Shabbos, malacha is like the other malachos, but on Yontif, we're not ma'arev hotza with the other malachos because it's not like them. That's like a flexible definition of malacha. I'm told that Yonatan has the Ra'ah written into his Gemara in Krisus and Daf Yibbeis. Yeah. You can find the Ra'ah, so he just, Tosos seems to say something similar, so he crossed out Tosos on top of his Gemara and wrote in Ra'ah.
I was given really great advice to do with that.
Yeah, somebody put him up to it.
Someone,
yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure they say that it's whoever the Shidduk Bez is Rebbe. He says it also? It can't be the Shidduk Bez is Rebbe. That's maybe he's quoting somebody. Okay, we'll take a look at it. Okay. A fourth difference within the definition of malacha on Shabbos and the malacha of Yom Tov. So again, number one was just the Ramban's malacha Savoda. Number two is the Rashban Kuf Yud Zayin Rediya Sapas. Number three is Hotzah. Number four, you have Mechamer. There's a very interesting formulation of the Orchos Chaim in Simen Hay in Hilchos Yom Tov, where the Orchos Chaim quotes the Machlokas whether Mechamer applies, extends from Shabbos to Yantif. And what's important is how the Orchos Chaim classifies or how he explains the Machlokas. Shvisas Behema Mechamer, Yesh Omrim, Achar Shenikres Melacha, Hareze Biyomto Bichlal Osasa Kol Melacha. Since Mechamer is called Melacha, so it's also going to be Asar and Yantif, Bichlal Osasa Kol Melacha. Yesh Omrim, Shafil Biyomto Mutter, She'ein Laosar Rak Bishabbos. So there's a bit of an ambiguity here, but it seems like he's explaining the machlokas whether mechamer extends to yantif on the basis of whether mechamer is defined as a malacha. If it's defined as a malacha, then mechamer extends to yantif. If mechamer is a separate iser, that's just usr on Shabbos, it won't extend over to yantif. Number five, havara. Tosus and Psachim adaf heme beis explains that lamanda amar havara is lelav yatzas. Havara will be mutter on yomtov. We're not going to extend it. So why? So the Kovet Shurim in Psachim and Daf Hei Mebeis, so he explains that if you hold Havara as Lelav Yatzas, so then Havara is not a Malacha. And the only things that we aser on Yantif are Malachos, not just Yisurei Lavim. So in order to extend something from Shabbos to Yantif, you need it to be called a Malacha. But Hu Adin, he says, that even the Manda Amar holds Tchumen is Deoraisa on Shabbos, they'll hold that if anything, Tchumen will only be Drabanan on Yantif, because on Tchumen on Shabbos, everybody agrees it's not a Malacha. But then he kind of points out that there are some Rishonim who extend things that even aren't Malachos, from Shabbos to Yantif. So there he quotes Rashi, who sometimes quotes, Mishum de Yom Tov Ikri Shabbos. Very interesting limud. And therefore, even things that aren't malachos, since Yom Tov Ikri Shabbos, you could just take things from Shabbos and extend them automatically over to Yom Tov because it has the same shame. Yom Tov Ikri Shabbos. So So there he clears an afkamina that maybe for Rashi will hold that even the manda amar havar lulav yatzas, it'll extend from Shabbos diyantif, even though it's not a malacha. And even the manda amar, maybe tchumin will extend also to Shabbos on the basis of tiyantif on the basis of yom tovikri Shabbos. Then he also talks about tzreifas bas kohen, which he says seems to be not a malacha, and yet some rishonim extended tiyantif. So he said it'll also be on the basis not of losasa malacha, but on the basis of yom tovikri Shabbos. So you could have really two different reasons for extending things from yantif to Shabbos. Either the shame malacha is what gets carried over, or there's a general template of things that exist on Shabbos that get carried over. A third possibility, or a third basis to extend things from Shabbos to Yantif, is suggested by the Chassam Sofer, or is denied by the Chassam Sofer, really, that the reason why Tchumin might apply to Yantif is because there's a separate Gzeres HaKasav which asers it on Yantif, in addition to the Isser which appears by Shabbos. And so it's not that Tchumin is an Isser Shabbos which gets extended to Yantif, but Tchumin is asered by the Man. The Man applies equally to Shabbos and Yantif. Memela Tchumin will be equally asered on Shabbos and Yantif. But it's not learnt out through this extension of Yantav Ikri Shabbos or an extension of Shem Malacha. Those are three possibilities. Al Kopanim, Havara and Tchumin seem to be disputed whether or not they apply Doraisa on Yantif, even though it's clear, even though you would hold that they apply Doraisa on Shabbos. So those are six differences between the definition of Isser Malacha on Shabbos and Isser Malacha on Yantav. Malacha Savoda versus Kol Malacha. Rediyas Tapas and Tkiah Shofar, Hotzah, Mechamer, Havara, and Tchumen. This difference between Shabbos and Yantif carries over not just from the definition of Melacha and what's Asar on Yantif, but also into the nature of the Isra Seh on Yom Tov. And here's the rationale. We've been arguing that the Isra Melacha on Yom Tov is to create a kind of Mikra Kodesh, which is the spirit of the day of Yantif. So if that's the nature of Isser Malacha on Yantif, then what would the Aseh add on to the Isser Malacha? After all, on Shabbos we've been arguing that what the Aseh does, based off the Ramban al Torah and the Rambam and Chaf Aleph Aleph, the Aseh of Shabbos seems to create a kind of a spirit of the day for Shabbos. But on Yantif, that's already accomplished by the Lav Losasa Kol Malacha. So why would you need an Aseh in addition to the Lav on Yantif? So here we said the following. Machlokes about the definition of the Aseh on Shabbos. Is it lavor ala belos aseh vaseh? Is it just to deepen the isser of violating the los aseh, like one day in the Gemara and Kuf Yedalid? Or is it l'rabo shvusim? 2 days in the Gemara and Kuf Yedalid. Does it extend the activities which are aser? Or is it there to reinforce the los aseh? Now we argued that bein kach u bein kach, you would still say that the aseh on Yantif is different from either of those aseh's of Shabbos. Why? So if you hold that the aseh of Shabbos is just lavar ala baseh velos aseh, so we said the reason why you would hold that is because kivashavas kel mikol malachto, the essence of Shabbos is iser malacha. So now the Torah adds on aseh to make it worse. But it's dominated by the Isser Malacha. So the Torah tells you, Malacha is so important, not only do you have a losasa kol malacha, you also have an aseh to reinforce that. Now the Man D'Amar that holds that we extend the aseh l'rabo shvusim, like the Ramban al Torah, Amal and Kircha, or the Ritva, so it's because they hold, yeah, on Shabbos you have an Isser Malacha because of Kivo Shabbos Kel Mikol Malachto. Aye, what about the spirit of the day? You can still go to work and not violate any of the Malacha? No, so for that you need the aseh. So bein kach u bein kach, you can never have an identical aseh on Yantif. Okay? Why? Just a second. On Yantif, so the losas that kol malacha is not intrinsically important. So it wouldn't make sense to say that you have an aseh that's just lachvul alav b'lav ba'aseh. Because why would you have an aseh just to reinforce a lav when the lav itself is only there to create a kind of mikra kodesh? So you could deepen the lav with an aseh. So that wouldn't make sense. And secondly, if you hold that the aseh of Shabbos is there to l'rabos hashvusim, to create a kind of shvisa and a ruach hayom, so So you wouldn't need that by Yom Tov because that's already accomplished by the Lav. So it would be redundant to have an Aseh. That was the argument we advanced. That's a very beautiful example of how you could have your cake and eat it too. And because Bein Kach Ubein Kach, no matter what you hold by the Aseh of Shabbos, so your definition of the Aseh on Yontif couldn't be identical.
Doesn't the Ramban himself bring Shabbos on regarding like Rosh Hashanah originally? So this would not work for him.
This would not work for the Ramban. Ooh, it's a good question. Is that your question? Similar question. Good question.
Why can't they just be the same?
What?
I mean, like, why?
Well, then, first of all, you wouldn't be having your cake and eating it too. This is the argument that we are posing. I'll show you. We'll look at the Makoros first to show. I think it's really looking at the differences, and then we're arguing why they're. This is the explanation. This is the rationale for the differences that we see in the Aseh of Yontif. Okay, I'm just preempting it by telling you the rationale behind it. But we'll see the discrepancies in a minute. Interesting question. I think the rationale touches on a lot of. I mean, you could also say that they're somewhat self-defeating. I mean, if you make both of those points, they might undermine each other. But I'm just presenting what we said in Shir. So.
Just go over one more time. If the lav is for the spirit of the day.
If the assay of Shabbos is for the spirit of the day, then the lav of Yontif is just for the spirit of the day. So it wouldn't make sense to have a lav for the spirit of the day and an assay for the spirit of the day.
So what would the assay do then?
That's the question.
Okay.
So that's why. So on Shabbos, I understand the lav is because of the nature of Shabbos. The assay is to create an avira, the mikra kodesh din of Shabbos, right? But on Yontif, that would just be superfluous. Because the lav is there for the spirit of the day. Now, I could have just said, this is why I said the 2 points might be self-defeating. I could have just said, just like in Shabbos, you have lach b'ala b'lav aseh, because Isra Malacha is so important. On Yontif, I could just have the equivalent lach b'ala b'lav aseh, because the spirit of the day is so important. That's why I was saying that the 2 points might undermine each other. But that's not why I'm not here to cause trouble. I'm here to present what we said in Shir. But no, it's you could argue it both ways. But so what's the evidence that the assay? That's the logic. Okay. And again, if you held that the assay, right? Okay. Good. I'm getting myself confused by against both of them. Does everybody understand the rationale behind the difference in the assay and the assay? Why the assay of Yontif would have to be different from the assay of Shabbos? Yeah. Okay, well, everybody understands, say yes. If you want me to go over it, I can go over it. Well, so just one more time, very very carefully. So on Shabbos, the fundamental nature of the day is Isser Malacha. Because either Bon Shalom abstained from Malacha on Shabbos. So now you also have to create a spirit of the day. So we throw in an Aseh. In addition to Isser Malacha, you also have to have a spirit of the day. On Yontif, where the Lav is there for the spirit of the day, it wouldn't make sense to just throw on an Aseh also for the spirit of the day. If you hold that on Shabbos, the assay is there to deepen the lav, lav or ala belos assay vassay, just to reinforce it. So that makes sense on Shabbos, where the los assay kol malacha is so important. Kiva Shabbos kel mikol malachto, so we could reinforce it with an assay. But on Yontif, where the los assay malacha is just there to create a spirit of the day, it doesn't make sense that we would want to reinforce that with another assay. The lav itself is only there for utilitarian purposes. So what's the evidence that it's different? What?
Can't reinforce.
That's what I was saying, how you might argue. What's the evidence that the assay is different? So, the first indication is really what we started with in the beginning of the year, the Sugya and Kufi Dalarim base, where here it seems like everybody agrees that there is an assay on Shabbos. The only shaila is, how does the assay on Shabbos apply? But Shabbos on Shavos. Turn to the Gemara on Chafheim base. So there it seemed to be a machlokas amorayim, where rov of the amorayim in the Gemara assume that there's no assay of malacha on Yom Tov. So whereas rov of the deos on chafdalim and beis assume that there's no assay of malacha on Yom Tov, only Rav Ashi holds Shabbos on assay v'havala Yom Tov assay v'los assay. But Tosfos explains that all the other man d'amrim hold there's no assay of Yom Tov. So it turns out that the Gemara in Kufi Dalet says, oh, everyone holds Aseh of Shabbos. The Gemara in Chavta Aleph Amud Beis says most people don't hold the Aseh of Yom Tov. So maybe you see already that on Yontif there is no need for the Aseh. That's one indication. Number two, even the Rishonim who paskin that there is an Aseh of Shabbos, now that's Prabit, and that's true from the Gemara, but most Rishonim paskin that there is an Aseh of Yontif in addition to the Los Aseh. I mean, against that indication in the Gemara. But even if you paskin that there is an Aseh for both, we noted that the Rambam, when he paskins the Aseh of Shabbos, he dafka doesn't quote the Aseh of Shabboson. He quotes Tishbos. For Yontif, what does he quote? Does Ram quote Shabboson when it comes to Yontif? So Ram quotes Shabboson for Yontif, quotes Tishbos for Shabbos. So why is he quoting a different pasuk? So here we explain something we also mentioned in the beginning of the year. There's a different connotation to these two different psukim. Shabboson is describing a nature of a day. The day is Shabboson. Tishbos is telling you about a chovas agavra, what you should be doing. So on Yontif, where the day is characterized by the spirit of the day, so that's why the Rambam is going to refer to the Aseh of Yontif as Shabbosah. But on Shabbos, where the Torah is just telling you that in addition to the nature of the day, you should cease from activity, so then the Torah is going to tell you B'lashon Tishbos. So even if you're paskining an Aseh for both, so then you'd still distinguish in terms of the nature and the wording of the Aseh. Number three,
wouldn't that play into what you're saying, that making the distinction between that Aseh would then, on Yontif, it would reinforce the Los Aseh?
No, that Aseh on Yontif. Oh. Right, so maybe the Ram Lamaskana is saying that, yeah, the Aseh is there just to reinforce the Los Aseh, but it's different from the Aseh of Shabbos.
Right.
It's good, it works out nicely, actually. A third possibility, a third difference, is the Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara, that there's no equivalent of Chaf Aleph Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov. Minchas Chinuch? I think it's the Minchas Chinuch in Hilchos. Is there a Reish Tzadi or Reish Peites? Reish Peches? So I think it's the Minchas Chinuch over there. In Hilchos Yom Tov, where he talks about, he has a suffix about the Chi of Nashim. So he kind of mixes the Ara Toch Kedei. So the Minchas Chinuch already points out that you don't have the equivalent of Chaf Aleph Aleph and Hilchos Yom Tov. Why? So Chaf Aleph Aleph is telling you that in addition to things which are Malacha, you should also be Shoveis from things that are Domeh LeMalacha. We suggested that maybe you don't need that added Halacha and Hilchos Yom Tov because that's the very nature of the Lav already. The Lav is telling you that it should be a day of Shvisa. So you don't need another Chaf Aleph Aleph and Hilchos Yom Tov to tell you that, oh yeah, you should also be Shoveis. Because that's built into the nature of the Lav already. I understand. Well, he just points it out. He just points it out. Right. Chaf Aleph Aleph is to supplement what you don't have in Isra Melacha of Shabbos, but on Yontif, that's already built into the Isra Melacha of Yontif.
Okay, so I'm suggesting that the lack of Chaf Aleph Aleph doesn't teach you about the Lavs and Lavs for the year of the Yom, other than the lack of Chaf Aleph Aleph, because it's not true, because the other dinner of Simcha Siyonto is Shom Chaf Aleph Aleph. There's many of the dinner of the Xeros and the...
But even without Simcha Siyontif, you just still have to deal with it. I mean, let's assume there's no Simchas Yontif. You should still have a question. Why doesn't the Rambam tell you that this other category exists? I'm just telling you that even things that aren't Melachos, but they're Domel Melachos, they're Asur B'Toras Da'aseh of Yontif. So we suggested no, because that's already the essence of the Los Aseh to tell you that you should be resting at home. The fourth difference in the Aseh is the Chiv of Noshim in a Mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama. So when it comes to the Isra Malacha of Shabbos, when it comes to Isra Malacha of Yom Tov, Isra Malacha of Yom Tov, this is Machol Gassitin Tosis and Kedushin on Lamed Daled with the Sefer Achinach. Tosos held that women are exempt from mitzvah seh yom tov, and Sefer HaChinuch held that women are obligated in mitzvah seh because hishva akasav ish le'isha l'chol onshin shabbat Torah. Since women are obligated in the los aseh of yom tov, so they're also going to be obligated in the aseh, and Tosos didn't hold of that. So Menachas Chinuch said that maybe when it comes to Shabbos, everybody would agree that women are obligated in the aseh. The only machlokas is respect to yom tov. So why would you say that? Why would you say that with respect to yom tov, everyone agrees they're obligated in the aseh? With respect to Shabbos, everyone agrees they're obligated in the aseh. Because maybe on yom tov, on Shabbos, where the nature of the kedushas hayom is the iser melacha, and the aseh is only an extension of that nature of the day, but the ikar kedushas hayom is iser melacha. So everybody would agree. Hishva akasav ish l'isha l'chalon shin shabbat Torah. So even on the aseh aspects of Shabbos, women are going to be obligated. But on yom tov, where the los aseh is less important per se, so you're not going to say that since they're nichlal in the lav, they're going to be nichlal in all the aseh of yom tov. The Mishnah Avram, sefer from Rav Aaron, Avram Aaron Price. You have to know, Rav Aaron Price came over from Europe. He's a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. And he put out these massive svarim on Sefer Chassidim, or Bira Chassid. Three thick volumes, they have it downstairs. And three huge svarim on the Smag. Okay, now, like all old school European Gedolim, so he also, his character, he had like a banking business on the side. And he came over to Canada at one point, and he built like a big yeshiva there, and he had like a huge library. Look about Avram Aaron Price. He had a huge library, and he had a yeshiva in Toronto. So the reason why do we come to Mishnas Avram? So my grandfather learned in the yeshiva in Toronto before he came to YU. Okay. Now, my grandfather was deciding between staying in Toronto and learning, and coming to YU to learn with the Rav. So Avram Aaron told him that he can't come to YU. He has to stay and learn with him. I think he told him also at one point, like, don't worry, you'll learn here a little bit, you'll come into business, we'll do banking together, it'll be great. That's like old school Rabbanim. So my grandfather said, no, I want to go learn with the Rav in YU. He's like, if you go to learn in YU with the Rav, I'm never going to talk to you again. Fine. He said, my grandfather comes to, he learns in YU. Price won't talk to him for a long time afterwards. One time he comes back to Toronto, gets a call at home, like, oh, Rav Aaron Price wants to talk to you. So he's like, oh, wow, he's talking to me. It's great. Picks up the phone and he hears like Beryl, like Vusmas is Beryl. Like, that's my grandfather's name, it's Beryl. He's like, what's doing Beryl? He says, good, it's great. You know, the learning in YU is really wonderful. He's like, no, Vusmas with Beryl. Like, what's doing with Beryl? Like, it's wonderful. I love in, he says, Shaita! I don't care about you. I want to know what's doing with Beryl Soloveitchik in YU. Then he hung up the phone because he still wouldn't talk to him after he left. So I'll upon him, so the Mishnah Savram. So he says in his Sefer on the Smag, so he argues the exact opposite of the Menachas Chinuch. So he argues that everybody would agree, they argue on Yom Tov, but everybody would agree on Shabbos that women are exempt from the mitzvah saseh. Why? So here we said it's also a case of you have your cake and you eat it too. Because the Menachas Chinuch was saying that the lav of Shabbos is so central, so on Shabbos, if you're included in the lav, you're going to be included in the aseh also. Because that's the main kiyum of the day, and everything else is just an extension of that main kiyum. But the Mishnah Savram is saying that on Yom Tov, so you have the aseh and you have the lav. I'm not saying what the Mishnah Savram says. The way we explain the Mishnah Savram is that on Shabbos, so the aseh and the lav are absolutely separate. Because the lav of Shabbos is kivo shavas kel mikol melachto. It's telling you you can't do any melacha. The aseh of Shabbos is telling you something about the spirit of the day of Shabbos. So just because you're included in the lav of losasa kol melacha doesn't mean that you're automatically going to be included in the aseh of shvisa mi'amo v'tircha. So the Menachas Chinuch and the Mishnah Savram have opposite conclusions, but we are saying that they're just two different understandings of the two notions of the Aseh of Shabbos that we've been explaining until now. According to the Menchas Chinuch, the essence of Shabbos is the Lav. So if you're including the Lav, so then you're including the Aseh also. Hishva HaKasev. According to the Mishnah Savram, so the essence of Shabbos is the Lav. Good. And the Aseh is a totally separate kim of the Avira, the spirit of the day. So it's true that women are obligated in the Lav, but being obligated in the Lav, Kibbutz Shabbos Kam Kamalach, it doesn't obligate you in the second din of the Aseh. So that's our discussion of the difference between Isser Shabbos and Isser Yom Tov, why there's a fundamental difference, how that manifests itself in all the different in the sources, in Mumel Chal Shabbos, Chilik Malachos, Heter Chol Nefesh, Malachas Chol Amoed, the definition of Malacha, and the different indications in the Rishonim, and why the Aseh of Yom Tov is going to be different from the Aseh of Shabbos. So that wraps up our discussion. Do people want to go on to Hotzah, or do you want to hold off Hotzah for next week? I'm in favor of holding off Hotzah, but hold off on Hotzah, right? Hold off Hotzah. Good. So we'll pick up with Hotzah next week on Wednesday.
We touched
on the main points, and everyone's invited Tuesday to a gala sheer lunch with Chinese food, and anybody who fasts on Tuesday morning, a machmir tavol al bracha. In the sheer room. Black tie is not required.
Two options.
It's highly recommended.